It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings, and head coach Bob McKillop is joining us here courtside. And coach, we talked before the game, makings of a special night on senior night against a VCU team that's become somewhat of a rivalry here in this league. And coach, you end up with a great result and a 10-point win.
Well, it kind of shows the resiliency of our guys. The fight that they had tonight was sensational because VCU gave us a punch in that first half that could have knocked a lot of teams out. And that was the kind of punch that maybe 2 months ago knocked us out. They played flawless basketball in the first half, both inside and out, making threes and then posting up with Santos Silva. And I thought our guys came out of the locker room in the first possession. We got the 5 second count. And then by the end of that first 4 minute period, we got the lead back to 1 point. So, and then I thought we just got stop after stop after stop that got us into great offense. So, the fight that we had was very, very impressive.
Coach, it was evident there in that second half that you guys cranked up the attack. It's something that you talked about before the game, a lot of action. Did that really serve as the catalyst to turn the tide? Because you always say good offense leads to good defense and vice versa.
Well, a big thing about the attack was we were not taking the ball through the net. We were taking it off the glass. And when you take it off the glass, you get a 2 or 3 step head start. Plus, they're not in their press action. And I think that gave us a terrific advantage of getting into our offense, and we flowed pretty efficiently. 23 baskets, 16 assists, great looks. I thought we shot foul shots remarkably well. I thought we attacked to get the fouls remarkably well. And, you know, Luka Brajkovic did some things tonight that don't show up in a stat sheet. By posting up and scoring, and he was, you know, he had 12 points all inside, but by posting up, he also got his man to really try to work the front of him and to face three-quarter him, and as a result, it opened up a driving lane. So with Luka working so hard as he did offensively to get the ball, it freed up, sacrificed driving lanes for our other guys.
Hey Coach, John Axel Goodmanson tonight, senior night. What are you most proud of with the player that he's turned into?
Well, you know, at crunch time tonight, you know, he made that big three, and it kind of was that thing that just got us over the hump from a standpoint of, I think, a double-digit lead. But prior to that, he got stopped in the paint, and then he got he had the toughness to get the loose ball and then put it back up for a basket. That's tremendous toughness. And I think if there's one thing I'll remember always about John Axel is he's one of the toughest hombres on the block. He's a guy you want in your foxhole. He's a guy that you want going to war with. He's a guy that you want in a back alley protecting you because he's as tough as they come.
And then what was it like tonight to have a chance to honor Keyshawn Pritchett? He's a guy who I know means a lot to you, and you know things didn't work out with him with a lot of injuries, but obviously a big part of this program.
Well, I said to him and I said to the team in the locker room after the game, Keyshawn, you need to start coming back to some of these games. And, you know, it's been a really difficult challenge for him emotionally as well as physically this year. Heartbreaking is what it is. Both he and Luke Frampton, heartbreaking stories about what they have endured. And, you know, I just like to make a mention here about a young man that is one of our great fans, Camden Carter. And he got some tough news yesterday about having to go back and get some treatment. And he's just a little lad, Andy Carter's son. And he's such a great fan of ours. And he's in our prayers.
Coach, you got some really solid play out of Nelson again. He had 4 assists. They all came in the first half. But his vision, his decision-making was pretty solid tonight.
I thought this was Nelson's best game. And that, you know, that makes it in reference to the St. Bonaventure game, and he had a double-double, but some of the things he did tonight defensively, you know, he was remarkable when he blocked that shot and then took the ball the length of the court, and he delivered the ball better than our guards delivered because he waited till he got to the elbow and made the pass. I think it was to Kellen or to Carter, and that's a decision that a point guard has to make, and here he was doing that after blocking a shot in full gallop with the dribble. Really encouraging to see that.
We know VCU, always known for bringing the pressure. How pleased were you with the way your team handled it?
Well, give Matt McKillop credit for that. He designed a game plan which made some slight adjustments from our time in Richmond 2 months ago or a month ago. And I think the adjustments gave our guys confidence in the last 48 hours, and they handled it flawlessly.
Coach, your biggest takeaways as we finish up?
A roller coaster season, a rocky day sometime, but a sunshiny day another time. And our guys have come every day and worked their hardest and have given their hearts to Davidson College and to Davidson basketball. And, you know, it's not easy to face 14 losses and get into the gym the next day or two and have to prepare again. And these guys, with the emotional difficulty of losing games, they came back every day and just got better and better. And very clearly, we're a better team now than we were last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So we've accomplished what we wanted from the standpoint of being at our best in March, and we are at our best in March. Now we have a great opportunity in front of us to go to Brooklyn and play in a conference tournament.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congratulations on this win tonight, and we look forward to the possibilities next week.
Well, thank you, Jared. Thank you, Justin.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to support the Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.